We know Australians are contracting COVID-19 at record rates. So many of us will now know someone who's either currently sick or might have recovered from the disease. I wonder, have you heard on the grapevine that once you've been infected, you can't get it again, that you're somehow then immune to the COVID virus? It seems to be becoming a bit of a popular opinion, but is it true? Laureate Professor Nick Talley is from the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle, joining us this morning to unpack all of this. Good morning.
Good morning, Amelia.
Well, let's start there because I've certainly heard that once you get it, you can't get it again. Is that the case with COVID-19?
I wish it was, but unfortunately, almost certainly not. So we know with previous variants, Delta, for example, people did get it twice, although usually they were somewhat protected. They could certainly get it twice or even more often. Mind you, you do have some protection for a period of time after the initial infection, but that tends to wane. But Omicron's almost like a different virus, and even if you've had Delta and recovered, you can certainly still catch the Omicron variant, and that's been happening all over the world, of course. That's why there are so many cases, even in countries where there's been lots of previous infection. And we actually don't know how commonly people will re-catch Omicron. It's probably going to be likely, but we don't know exactly because it's only such a recent variant.
It's still early days, of course. Do we know much then about the symptoms and the virus itself? Is it generally less or more severe if you do happen to catch it twice?
Well, look, there isn't a lot of information about this. It's probably a little bit milder in many cases, but there are examples where people have got more sick, ended up even in hospital, and being in intensive care. So certainly, while it can be milder, that's not always the case. So this is why it's recommended once you've had the infection that you get vaccinated, or if you haven't been boosted, you get a booster after you've fully recovered, although probably reasonable to wait a few months after you've had the infection before you get that vaccination shot.
Do we know much about any complications if you say you unknowingly had COVID, a very mild case of it, and then went and got the booster the next week? Do we know anything about, crossover, I suppose?
No, it's thought to be safe. The only problem can be you may not get as good an immune response to the vaccine, to the booster, if it's a very short period after you've had the infection. So that's why some authorities at least recommend waiting about 3 months between having had the infection and then getting, for example, a booster shot, assuming you've had the full vaccination, the 2 doses already. But you can have it earlier than the 3 months, it's fine. It's just that you may not get quite as much protection if you have it much earlier in the time course.
Laureate Professor Nick Talley from the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle is our guest this morning on ABC New South Wales, where it's 18 minutes past 7. Laureate Professor, are you concerned that people who have been infected, we are letting go of some of those safety measures we've had, but are you concerned that there is sort of this growing widespread belief that once you catch COVID, you're safe?
Yeah, look, there is. There are people out there claiming on social media that they've had a very, very mild case and they feel absolutely fine and they weren't very sick and they're not going to get the vaccine. I've seen those sorts of posts. That is really foolish. That is still putting them at risk. And if they catch again COVID, they may end up very ill and even in hospital and so forth. So the recommendation from the authorities, and it's a very sensible recommendation based on the data, is to make sure you're vaccinated fully, even if you've had COVID. That's a very sensible thing for people to do. And obviously, common sense precautions are a good idea regardless, even if you've been fully vaccinated, of course, because no one wants to get sick and no one wants to spread this virus to other vulnerable people in their families, for example.
Is there any evidence, Laureate Professor Nick Talley, that getting COVID once does boost your immune system in that regard?
Well, it certainly boosts your immune system in terms of that particular variant of the virus, giving you some protection. Yes, that is generally the case, unless you're immunocompromised for some reason. So yeah, look, getting the virus gives you some boost, but the boost tends to fall away over time. That's the problem. And that can also be part of the problem with the vaccinations. It falls away over time. There is still some protection generally, what's called the T-cell part of the immune protection system remains active, but there is still a fall away. And that's why the booster program, for example, has been so important. Getting boosted protects you to some extent from Omicron and, of course, other variants of this nasty virus.
Laureate Professor Nick Talley from the University of Newcastle is with us this morning talking about getting COVID twice. It can happen regardless of what you've read on social media. Before I let you go, Professor, what other myths have you seen circulating that just make you cringe? What should we be busting this morning?
Oh my goodness, there are so many on social media. I almost don't know where to start. I think the fact people say, well, look, I've had a mild attack of COVID and I'm fine, everyone else will be fine. That's a myth. We know some people get very, very, very sick from this virus, end up in hospital or even intensive care, and people can die. So this is not, a mild illness for everybody, even the Omicron variant. Really important people recognize this. Vaccination is your best protection. There's no doubt about it. People talk about all sorts of other things they do about boosting their natural immunity. If you haven't had the vaccine or the virus, you have no immunity, none, to this particular virus. That's the problem. And even if you're a very, very healthy individual, you can still get incredibly sick or die from this virus, and that is a reality. Some people seem to just don't believe that, but it's true.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time in busting a few of those myths for us here on ABC New South Wales.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you for your time. That is Laureate Professor Nick Talley. He's from the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle.